Hi, I'm Alex Drummond, executive editor for Metro Magazine, and welcome to Metrospectives. Today, my guest is Peter Axel, GM of Vontus. In part one of our part two conversation, Peter gives a little background on Vontus. He provides his reaction on winning one of Metro's Innovative Solutions Awards with Fresno Area Express. And he gives us a sneak preview on what to expect at APTA's Transform and Expo. As I mentioned, this is part one. Part two will focus on the project itself and a little bit more from the show floor at Expo. Thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Hey, Peter, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Great, great. So I wanted to start a little bit, and you know, for maybe those in the industry who aren't familiar with Vontus, if you could talk a little bit about the company and the services you guys provide.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to do that. So we here at Vontus, a company that was established as its own entity back in 2021 in a spin out of the larger Trapeze Group. And we are focused on ITS for public transit systems. So what that means is that we view ourselves as a key technology partner for public transit agencies to provide the best possible service to the riding public. And we help our partners and agencies optimize their operations. Specifically, we're focused on CAT AVL systems, and so vehicle tracking and dispatch for bus and rail fleets, and integrated technologies that go with them, as well as solutions in the yard and yard management field. That's our core. We also have faring and fare collection systems that we've supported in the past and that we're working on. So overall, really well-rounded technology company that works in partnership with transit agencies in North America.
Yeah, and also, you know, Vontus is one of Metro's Innovative Solution Award winners, along with the Fresno Area Express. Can you talk about your reaction to winning that award and what it means for the company to be recognized for your work?
Absolutely. So first of all, our reaction was that we were absolutely thrilled to get that recognition. And it's the perfect example when I talk about partnership with transit agencies is the work that we've done with Fresno. It's really a great recognition, not just for Vontus, but the whole project team with Fresno, with the consultants working with us and the client on the fact that we were able to take what was a system upgrade that we treated as a full replacement of hardware, software, and new module solutions, and be able to complete it in 10 months. The only way that was possible was because we worked together as an entire project team in partnership. And really a lot of thanks goes to Fresno Faxes, the agency, and our team to do this together.
Yeah. And can you talk about some of the factors that maybe played into getting that done in 10 months? I mean, that's I don't know how unprecedented that is, but it seems very quickly to revamp an entire system.
Absolutely. So some of the key factors were for the agency's ability and willingness to give us access early to both the physical infrastructure, the vehicles, the facilities, as well as the data, as so that we were able to not follow a typical waterfall process when we delivered the project of, you know, first we do a long-winded design together and then we test and then we implement, but we were able to work much more collaboratively and iteratively that as we designed, we did this already with Fresno's data, mimicking and building in Fresno's infrastructure so that what we built and deployed was already a fit for what the customer and the agency had out there. And that really shows a lot of trust from both sides to, and only that way we were able to do this as fast, as well as joint access to the right people. We were always able to find open doors at the agency and talk to the right people, review the right documents. And we also pride ourselves at Vontus to that being mutual. So we ensure that our experts are always available for our customers and Fresno in this case. So it was really just working together, rolling up our sleeves and thinking of what's the most efficient way to get things done.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that project in a part two episode at Expo, I believe with the folks from Fax. So I just kind of looking at leading up until Expo, I mean, it's a big moment for the industry. It's the first Expo kind of post-COVID, expecting a huge bounce back. Can you talk a little bit about what Vontus has planned for Expo in Orlando, Florida?
Yeah, so we're very excited about the Expo, and we have a large number of staff on site and a big booth where we will showcase all our key products for customers to come see and look at. We also are hosting a customer event on Monday of the Expo, and we're also preparing a pretty exciting product announcement about a showcase that we are doing with one of our customers. So not quite ready to announce that yet, but I'm going to tease it for the Expo. And what we will be talking about is our approach to delivering customized, integrated, modularized ITS solutions. As I said, as Vontus, it's all about our customers, how we deliver technology to serve them best, and how to get the maximum benefit for transit agencies and the riding public. So we'll make a big splash at Expo about all that.
Great. And I'm sure Paul Comfort will be there as well.
Oh, yes, with banana bread and everything from the cookbook that we launched. So we are hosting. That is a good reminder. We are hosting also an event with Paul where he'll be serving banana bread, which is one of the recipes from his cookbook. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Sounds great, Peter. Thanks for your time today, and we'll see you at Expo.
Thank you very much. See you in October.